This article is brought to you by the best-selling book site Right Every Time, The Black Book of Eamon Blackthorne. Because the right words, at the right moment, change everything. What is continuous feedback, and how it differs from annual performance reviews in everyday practice? The shift from once-a-year reviews to real-time feedback changes everything. In short, continuous feedback is the practice of giving and receiving honest, specific input on a regular basis rather than once a year in a formal review. It works because it is timely feedback given close to the moment is far more useful than feedback delivered months later. It differs from annual reviews in both frequency and purpose. Reviews evaluate the past. Continuous feedback shapes the future. You do not need a formal system to start. A direct, specific conversation after any real event is enough. Definition: continuous feedback practice is the ongoing exchange of specific, honest input between people at work, happening regularly throughout the year rather than being saved for a single scheduled performance review. It keeps growth conversations close to real events, making them more useful and easier to act on. Why most workplaces are getting feedback wrong? You sit down for your annual review. Your manager shuffles some notes, mentions a project from 8 months ago, and says your communication skills need work. You nod. You cannot even remember the project clearly. Nothing changes. That scene plays out in workplaces every day. The annual performance review is one of the most widely used and least effective feedback tools in existence. It asks people to reflect honestly on work that is already cold, in a setting that puts everyone on edge. The result is rarely growth. It is usually discomfort followed by amnesia. Continuous feedback practice is the answer to this problem. In this article, you will understand exactly what it means, how it differs from the traditional review cycle, and what it looks like when it is working. If you want to go further into how feedback shapes team dynamics, how feedback loops boost team synergy is worth reading alongside this. Here, we focus on what continuous feedback is and why it changes everything. What continuous feedback actually means in practice. Continuous feedback is not a system or a software tool. It is a habit of honest, specific conversation that happens close to real events. A manager watches a team member handle a difficult client call well. Within the hour, she says, "The way you stayed calm and redirected that conversation was exactly right. Keep doing that." A colleague notices another colleague rush into explanations in meetings. He says privately, "Your ideas are strong, but people lose the thread when you speed up. Try pausing after each key point." Neither conversation takes more than 3 minutes. Both land with far more force than any annual review comment would. That is what continuous feedback looks like. It is short, timely, specific, and anchored in something real that just happened. The person receiving it can connect the word to the moment, which means they can actually do something with them. This matters because feedback that arrives months after the fact is almost useless. Memory fades. Context disappears. The behavior being discussed has either hardened into habit or vanished entirely. For practical guidance on delivering this kind of feedback well, how to give feedback that strengthens team synergy instead of breaking it is a strong next step. Why continuous feedback matters more than you think. Here is the truth of it. People do not grow on a schedule. They grow in response to honest, timely input. When feedback arrives once a year, most of the opportunities to shape someone's growth have already passed. The stakes are real, in both directions. When continuous feedback is present, people correct course quickly. A team member who receives honest input after a poorly run meeting can adjust before the next one. A year-end review noting the same problem changes nothing. The pattern is already set. When it is absent, small problems become large ones. A habit of interrupting colleagues, a tendency to overpromise on deadlines, a pattern of vague communication, none of these shrink by being ignored. They grow. Continuous feedback catches them while they are still easy to address. It builds trust between people. When feedback is rare and formal, it feels like a verdict. When it is regular and specific, it feels like care. The difference in how people receive it is enormous. It replaces fear with clarity. Annual reviews create anxiety for weeks beforehand. People dread the unknown. Regular feedback removes that dread because nothing comes as a surprise. The reviews covered in the role of communication in meeting success depend heavily on the same principle. When people communicate honestly and often, outcomes improve. The same is true of feedback. How to recognize a strong continuous feedback practice. You know continuous feedback practice is working when you see these signs. Number 1. Feedback happens close to events. People do not wait for scheduled check-ins to say something useful. After a presentation, a project milestone, a difficult meeting, or a strong piece of work, a brief and honest word follows within hours, not weeks. Number 2. It is specific, not general. Good continuous feedback names the exact behavior and its impact. Your report was very thorough. Tell someone nothing they can build on. The way you structured the recommendation section made it easy for leadership to act on your findings, gives them something real to repeat. Number 3. It travels in every direction. Strong feedback cultures are not top-down. Team members give honest input to managers. Colleagues give input to each other. No single direction of feedback is treated as more valid or more welcomed than another. How to use the SBI method to give team members feedback that unifies instead of divides gives you a clear framework for making every direction of feedback land well. Number 4. People receive it without defensiveness. This takes time to build. But when a feedback culture is healthy, people hear specific input and respond with curiosity rather than self-protection. They ask questions. They consider the observation. Number 5. It is balanced. Developmental feedback on what needs to change is paired with recognition of what is working well. Both are specific. Neither is withheld. Together, these signs tell you something important. Feedback has become a natural part of how people work, not an event they dread. A quick note before we continue. Most people leave the hardest conversations for last and regret the words they used when they finally had them. The best-selling book Say It Right Every Time gives you 115 tested scripts for those exact moments, the ones that shape careers, relationships, and how people remember you. Get your copy at emonblackthorne.com. Now, back to the article. 3 things people get wrong about continuous feedback. Let me clear up 3 things people consistently get wrong about continuous feedback practice. Misconception. Continuous feedback means constant criticism. The truth. Frequency does not mean negativity. Continuous feedback includes recognition, encouragement, and honest observation of what is working well. The goal is a steady, honest picture of performance, not a stream of corrections. Most people, when they start giving regular feedback, discover they have far more positive things to say than critical ones. Misconception. Annual reviews are more fair because they cover everything. The truth. Annual reviews are vulnerable to recency bias, meaning managers unconsciously wait the last few weeks of the year over everything that came before. They are also affected by the halo effect, where one strong or weak period colours the entire review. Continuous feedback, tied to specific events throughout the year, produces a far more accurate and honest picture of someone's performance. Follow-up emails that reinforce accountability are one practical way to document continuous feedback so nothing is lost. Misconception. You need a formal structure or system before you can start. The truth. A brief, honest conversation after a real event is all the structure you need. The tools and frameworks help. The habit is what matters. You can start today with 3 sentences after your next team meeting. What continuous feedback looks like across different situations. Here is what continuous feedback practice looks like when it is and is not present. Scenario 1. The manager who waits. A project manager notices that one of her team members has been writing unclear status updates for 6 weeks. She makes a mental note to raise it in his annual review. By the time that review arrives, she is working from a half-remembered impression, and he has spent months wondering why his updates never get acknowledged. The feedback arrives too late to feel connected to anything real. The habit has already settled in. Scenario 2. The team that makes it a practice. A design team agrees to end every project sprint with a 50-minute honest conversation. No formal form. No HR template. Just 3 questions. What worked? What did not? And what would we do differently next time? Over 6 months, the quality of their work and the clarity of their communication both improve noticeably. Nobody waits for an annual review to hear how they're doing. How to use the GROW method to turn team feedback into a synergy improvement plan shows you how to build exactly this kind of structured conversation. Scenario 3. The leader who models it. A senior leader asks her direct reports for honest input after every quarterly presentation she delivers. She sits, listens without interrupting, and thanks them without defending herself. Within a year, her team gives feedback to each other the same way. The behavior spread because she demonstrated it was safe. How to handle conflict during meetings explores how this kind of openness changes the temperature of even the most difficult conversations. What these three scenarios share is simple continuous feedback works when it is timely, specific, and treated as normal rather than exceptional. Key takeaways. Here is what matters most about continuous feedback practice. Timing is everything. Feedback given close to the moment lands with clarity and force. Feedback given months later lands with confusion. Make the conversation happen while the event is still fresh. Specificity is what makes it useful. Vague feedback feels like noise. Specific feedback, naming the exact behavior and its impact, gives someone something real to work with. Start before you feel ready. You do not need a system, a framework, or a formal program. A direct three-sentence observation after a real event is a complete act of feedback. Both directions matter. If feedback only flows downward, it is not a culture. It is a performance management exercise. Encourage your team members to give you honest input and receive it the way you want them to receive yours. Regular feedback replaces fear with trust. When people know honest input is part of how the team works, the annual review loses its power to frighten them. Nothing comes as a surprise. If you want to go further, the next step is learning the specific tools that make feedback land without damage. How to use the SBI method to give team members feedback that unifies instead of divides is the clearest framework I know for exactly that. Frequently asked questions. What is continuous feedback in the workplace? Continuous feedback is the practice of exchanging honest, specific input on a regular basis rather than waiting for a scheduled annual review. It keeps performance conversations timely, relevant, and connected to real work as it happens, so people can adjust and grow without delay. How does continuous feedback differ from annual performance reviews? Annual reviews summarize a full year of work in a single formal conversation, which makes them broad and often disconnected from current reality. Continuous feedback happens in the moment, targeting specific behaviors and outcomes while they are still fresh and actionable. How do you start a continuous feedback practice at work? Begin with short, regular one-to-one conversations focused on specific recent work. Use direct language, name the behavior you observed, and explain its impact clearly. You do not need a formal system to start. A brief conversation after a meeting or project milestone is enough. Is continuous feedback only for managers to give? No. Continuous feedback works in every direction: manager to team member, peer to peer, and team member to manager. The most effective feedback cultures are two-way. Anyone on a team can observe a colleague and offer honest, specific input when it is relevant and timely. Why do annual performance reviews fail to improve performance? Annual reviews suffer from recall bias, emotional distance, and a formal setting that puts people on the defensive. By the time the review happens, the work being discussed is months old and hard to change. Continuous feedback addresses behavior while it is still possible to correct it. How often should continuous feedback happen? There is no fixed rule, but feedback tied to real events works best. After a presentation, a project milestone, a difficult meeting, or a notable success are all natural moments. Most teams benefit from brief, informal feedback conversations at least once a week. Thank you for listening. If this article helped, the best-selling book Say It Right Every Time will take you the rest of the way. 115 scripts ready to use whenever you need them. Visit emonblackthorne.com to get your copy.